Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Leanne Dierdorf from Blog Talk Radio, Talking Sense. Today is January 15th, 2009. We are broadcasting from Ludlow, Missouri, where the temperature today is a chilly 4 degrees and our roads are dry. Today at Talking Sense, we'll be talking about EFT with expert Deborah Miller. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Leanne.
What's it like there in Mexico? I haven't even told everybody you're from Mexico.
Yeah, I'm living in Oaxaca, Mexico, and we had an odd rain shower last night. We're in the dry season. So instead of our usual 75, 80, it's 65 today.
65? You want to trade places?
I'm perfectly fine right here.
Well, Deborah Miller has a passion for helping people find their inner light and letting it shine in the world. She has a PhD in cell and molecular biology and is an EFT expert practitioner. She does Dress Yourself, or I guess it's called Dress Your Truth. I'm sorry about that. Dress Your Truth Consultant, SRT Practitioner, Reiki Master, and Prosperity Guide. She has facilitated EFT and instructed many on the laws of attraction in person, on the radio, in teleconferences, in workshops, and with children's cancer in the hospital ward. She's the author of What Have You Got to Be Thankful For?, a 30-day gratitude journal, and co-author of 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. She has created EFT scripts and audios to help individuals with the EFT process. Deborah specializes in empowering persons by helping them release their blocks and inhibitions, followed by instilling new beliefs that allow them to step into their own power. So, Deborah, can you tell us what is EFT?
That's such a great question, isn't it? EFT it stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's one of the many tapping, meridian tapping point techniques that exist now. It was created by Gary Craig, and he wanted to take some of the other tapping techniques that were created earlier, make them simpler, easier, so everybody could do that. And what has been created is a really beautiful, very powerful system of tapping on meridian endpoints. And as you're tapping on specific meridian endpoints with your fingertips, you focus in on a problem or an issue or a block. And by doing that, you're actually communicating with a couple parts of the brain. They call it the pineal gland and the amygdala. And in ways we still don't yet understand scientifically, it goes right into the subconscious, brings up old beliefs and concepts that are blocking us and allows us to release it. And I really think it also works well with, you know, the body, the cellular memory that a body has, and releases that as well. And so as you're tapping on these points, as you're focusing in on whatever the issue is, you're releasing all these old issues and freeing yourself up to create the life that you really want.
You know, I've done EFT with you and by myself, and I just think it's a really awesome technique. The tapping is simple, it's easy, and it does release blocks. I do know that. Now, you were telling me that you're doing this with cancer patients. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. I had a great opportunity not quite a year and a half ago to go to it was actually a fundraiser for kids with cancer, and I also use a tappy bear, which is a stuffed bear that has the tapping points on it, and I had just gotten my tappy bear, and so I took him along to work with these kids with cancer and had a lovely experience, and I was speaking with the doctor, and he invited me to come into the hospital and do some EFT with the kids and the parents there. And so now I've been in the hospital for a year and 4 months, tapping with kids to clear their fear of needles, to clear their fear of their disease, the unknown, dealing with their treatments, helping their parents feel calm and relaxed and not stressed, even working with the nurses and helping them relax and feel calmer as they're having to put in IVs and give, you know, chemo drugs to these children. And it's been the most incredible experience. Seeing a place change from a child huddled up next to their parent, you know, in isolated, alone in this misery, and then seeing there's like 15 or 20 more doing exactly the same, to a place that appears very social, very open. There's a lot more laughter and joy. The children are calmer. They're not afraid of their treatments or their disease anymore, and it's changed the whole atmosphere. And the doctor's very, very pleased, and we're at the point where we're looking to see how we can do some more research to quantify what's been going on in this hospital.
Wow, that would be really awesome. To be you know, one thing I do know about cancer, I don't know if you're aware of this, you probably are, that they did this huge survey out there and found out that the only thing that cancer patients have in common is it's a negative emotion of actually non-forgiveness.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
It's an emotion. And so I would think that tapping and getting rid of fears, that other emotions might come up with these kids. Have you noticed that, like any fears? Not just fears, but angers or
yes, there's all kinds of stories. I could talk for hours and hours. I've learned so much from these children, these parents. I'm a much better practitioner for having been allowed to work with them. There's a 15-year-old, he has osteosarcoma. I can't speak today. An osteosarcoma. There we go. And so it's a tumor in his femur bone. And he's a very shy, quiet young man. And we were working on releasing pain and things like that. And they had cleaned out the tumor, and it started growing back. So one day I was doing what I would call body talk, and I said, talk with what's in there. What's still in there that is causing this tumor to regrow? And as he did his little inner vision, he said, anger. Okay.
Interesting.
He's a very quiet, soft young man, and angry about situations, angry about treatment of how he's been treated. And so we were clearing that out, and I was talking with him about the fact, well, if you're harboring anger within you and in that bone, of course it has to manifest again. You know?
Yeah.
With other children, it's fear. A lot of it is self-worth. The children I work with, the majority are from very poor villages. Sometimes they travel 10 hours away to get to the hospital for their chemo treatment. And they have not had a background to help them understand their own personal value. And so doing the EFT with them, not always discovering what's underneath, but it's creating something that they do have value, intrinsic value, just because they exist. A classic example is a 5-year-old, very, very shy, used to be really afraid to come to the hospital. Now he's fine, like, yeah, Mom, we go to the hospital for, you know, 3 to 5 days for my treatments. It's okay. And so the mother comes in and says, oh, I have to tell you, my son was doing something he wasn't supposed to, and I was getting upset, and he just started tapping, and he said, like the lady told me, I'm a good kid. Okay. And for me, that a 5-year-old could understand his intrinsic value, that his value didn't depend on whether his mother was approving or disapproving of his behavior. Yes, he did something he wasn't supposed to, but he still understood he was of value. And things like that are going on all the time. With other kids, it's teaching them that they can actually ask their body to heal.
Oh, wow.
It never even occurs to them. You know, it's like, well, do you want to heal, and how old do you want to be, you know? And we joke about being 85 or 90 years old, and, you know, these are kids that are from a year and a half to 17 years old. And so all of a sudden they're like, you know, they'd never, ever dreamed of being that old. So to start asking their body to heal creates a whole different energy within them to saying, oh, I have some control and some power over what is occurring to me, and I can make some choices. So we look at the emotional things, and we look at value, and we look at choices. What kind of choices do you want to make? Do you want to lie here and be miserable, or do you want to choose to feel better? You know, and sometimes when they have a serious fever, they're there's nothing where we're doing that sort of thing. We're doing palliative things to help them just feel calm and relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, going back to this 6-year-old boy who had this anger still within him.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes what I know is that you might think you've gotten rid of that anger, but it's still in there harboring, like you said, and you may not even be aware of it.
Right.
And so it's got to manifest somewhere. So, you know, he's probably thinking that he's got positive thoughts about stuff, but he doesn't. You know, like you said, he wasn't aware
yeah.
of that anger at the beginning. So, you know, tell me about what about that. How come you might be saying positive affirmations and then nothing's manifesting from it? What kind of blockages are happening?
Well, I think there's been a lot of changes, even though he's been doing positive statements and he's been very, very positive.
Well,
but
you
I think
know,
one of
people in general. Go ahead.
Oh, people in general. Okay.
Yeah.
People in general. Yeah, I think we do say positive statements, and I think there's a couple things that happen. You know, we have this beautiful ego that says, you know, if you say, I have $1 million and you don't, and it just says, you are lying. It's just not the truth. Okay? And
yeah.
so just that ego part, you know, not even anything hidden, it's just saying, that's not true. It's not what I recognize as my value or what's happening in this moment in my life. Okay, so there's one aspect of that, which is why positive affirmations, they talk about, you know, you need to do at least 30 days, or you need to put in phrases like in my perfect world or something like that, so the ego doesn't recognize that it's something you really are manifesting, but it's a fantasy, and the ego doesn't have to know that there's no difference between reality and this vibrational world that we're creating. So that's a tool. But with EFT, what happens as you're tapping about, you know, yes, you know, even though I don't have $1 million, you know, and I want to, but I don't feel I ever will get it, you can start going into a deeper story. You start looking at what are the stories and the beliefs that you have. For me, when I think of how we learn, like the first 8 years, I think we could compare ourselves to a computer. We download everything. And then we spend the rest of our life clearing out the programs we never should have downloaded in the first place. So with EFT, what we do is we're looking at and finding the programs or the stories that never should have been put into our subconscious in the first place. Okay? And with EFT, by getting into the subconscious, you can start finding what those stories are so that you can remove them and put a new program or new story in.
So, in the last week we talked about life vision, you know, writing these
okay.
positive statements as if they're happening. You know, and you're saying
yeah.
the ego mind will say, this is a lie. So, for example, one of my statements is, you know, I live in this beautiful house. And I do. I love my house. And so my ego mind isn't going to trip me up on that one. But what it trips me up on is it knows that I want to live in a bigger house. So I didn't write the bigger house in it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Then it starts going things like, well, you could use a little more room here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I go to listen yeah. to my statement. So I hear my ego mind all the time chatter at me, weird things like that. So I know that that's one form of resistance. And in the law of attraction,
yeah.
the law is that ask and you shall receive, but you have to do the asking. But
yeah.
you have to get rid of all blocks and resistance that is keeping you from asking. Can you give me an idea of what some of these blocks are besides the ego mind chatting at us?
Yeah.
What are some other ways that our subconscious or even our unconscious can block us up?
Well, there's beliefs that we acquire from our society, from our parents, from our teachers, from our friends. There might be something about, you don't deserve a bigger house.
Ah.
You may not be saying that to yourself, but there may be something about either self-worth, or you had, let's say, a grandparent who lived through the Depression, and it was all about scarcity and working hard and difficult, and if you aren't working hard enough, then you don't deserve to have the bigger house. So when I'm doing EFT with people, what I'm doing is trying to help them find the story or the belief that they may not even be aware of. For example, let's say there's a person who you know, works hard, earns a lot of money, really gets to the point where he's making that $1 million, and something always happens. The market goes bad, one bad decision, you know, clients pull out, and he loses the money. And as I would work with the person, we would look to see what beliefs are down below that, and maybe in one case, in this example, it's he had a grandfather who said rich people are bad.
Huh.
So, yes, he could become rich, but the moment he became rich, his subconscious was remembering his grandfather saying rich people are bad, and that means he's bad. Therefore, something has to happen for him to not be bad, and that means he had to lose the money. He can go back and earn it again, but then there was no maintenance of money because of this belief. And then once you find that belief, then it's to transform it. Yes, that's what my grandfather believed. And yes, there are people who have lots of money and are bad and do bad things with money, but not everybody does. And create a new belief, for example, that, you know, money is a tool and money could be used well, and I choose to use money well and be a good person and have money. So then you start re-scripting what the belief is. But if you aren't even aware that you have the underlying belief of hearing your grandfather when you were five, hearing that, you know, rich people are bad, then you need to bring it to the conscious mind. And one of the lovely things about EFT is things will just pop up. You're like, oh, this story came out. Oh, this came into my mind. Because as you're tapping, it's finding where the blocks are, whether it's in the body or in the subconscious, and you become aware of them, and then you can clear them and put something in their place.
Well, you know, I know with myself when I'm doing tapping, it just automatically begins to come up into my mind what the next, either the emotion is or the next feeling is.
Yeah.
I'll have huge ahas. And at least that works with me. Do you find that it works with other people too that way?
Yes, all the time. Yeah.
So that's how you continue on tapping.
And that's part of finding the root causes. And, you know, EFT is incredibly simple. I mean, I teach these children in 2 minutes how to do the physical tapping, and there's no problem, and they can start doing something really simple. I'm a good kid. I'm a great girl. I'm really cute. And there's no problem. The art of EFT is the wording and finding the root causes. Now, it doesn't mean don't try it if you're new to EFT. Try it. You will have results. And sometimes you'll have incredibly profound, profound results. And many times that happens. And then sometimes when we have childhood beliefs or really old subconscious beliefs, it's just really nice to have somebody lead you through it, because they'll help weave through things down into the core issue to release that quicker and take less time.
Well, I know that you are very good at that. I've had you tap with me, you know, and you can really pinpoint through those. You hear them really quick. Now, I know, you know, I visited Jim, I guess I had his newsletter for a while, Jim Craig's newsletter.
Gary
Craig. That's
you
right.
Said Jim, but that's okay, Gary Craig.
I'm wondering to myself, who's Jim? Okay, so Gary Craig. Yes, I've had his newsletter, and he has all kinds of ideas, and I notice many times you have articles in there on different things to say for weight loss, for smoking, you know, different ways to get into belief systems.
Yeah.
So give us an idea how you might get started on some type of...
Give me an example of weight loss
Well, I don't know, just say, okay, let's go to our life vision.
Okay.
You know, we've written these life visions, and, well, let's see. Say mine, for example. Let's just go with my radio show. This is funny.
Okay.
It was just this idea that I had to do this radio show, and so I thought, well, gee, why not? It was like the universe handed it to me out of the blue, and then, of course, the ego mind went into, who do you think you are? What do you mean? Yeah. How are you going to get ideas? And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so that was the ego mind coming at it. But then about an hour, and so this is about an hour before the show starts, I start pacing. I pace the house. I'm shot for an hour. I pace the house. I don't think of anything. I don't do anything. I just walk up and down. So to me, that's a resistance. Do you see? And it's not anything that I'm thinking. It's just something my body does. So, you know, so people can begin to recognize, you know, it's like it's trying to push away. It's like my whole body is trying to push away from doing that with no emotion attached. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm sure there's emotion in there somewhere. It's just not manifesting. Otherwise, I wouldn't be pushing. So let's just take a physical manifestation like that. What would you begin with? Or, you know, we haven't even taught how to do EFT. Do you want to do that first? Where do you want to go?
Yeah, maybe we should just teach people a little bit about what EFT is first. Let's do that, and then we'll play with this.
Okay.
When you're doing EFT, you tap on various body parts. And I'll just teach the karate chop point and the basic
points.
Now,
you have a website that they could look at these. I don't know if
yes,
people
they could.
Got that up. Do you want to give that website out?
Yes, it's www.findthelightwithin.com.
Okay.
And you can look at an image showing the body and the face, and I'll describe the points that are on there.
Okay, well, I know that if you go to a particular website, it's that same, but it's a page within there. I think I made a smaller URL, so it would
be... Yes, you did. Can you tell me that?
www.snipurl.com/EFT points. EFT points. So if you go there, there's a picture of everything that you can see that she's going to start telling us about. So go ahead, Deborah.
Okay. So with the tapping points, we're going to tap on meridian points on the body. And on this diagram, there's one, you can see the body, and it shows the hand and the side of the hand. Imagine you're going to chop a board with your hand, and you'll use the fingers, let's say, on your right hand and tap that point on the side, the fleshy part of the side of your hand. That's what we call the karate chop point. So that's one of the first points that we start with. Okay.
Okay.
Normally, after that, you can go and tap on the top of the head, the very center of the top of the head. And then there's a series of just kind of flowing down the body to make it easy and easy to remember and easy to follow. And so then you tap on the eyebrow, which is on the eyebrow closest to the nose or the beginning of the eyebrow. And then the next one, side of the eye, so on the bony part on the side of the eye. And the next one, you're using two or three fingers, and it's, you know, like an average of about 7 taps. You don't have to count. You tap underneath the eye, and then the next one you tap underneath the nose. And then it's called the chin point, but it's really halfway between your lip and the point of your chin.
Okay.
And the next one's the collarbone. So you're tapping on the collarbone, either to the right or to the left of where the knot on a man's tie would be. Okay.
So
Usually, it kind of depends. There's some people who tap more on it. Some people tap a little bit under it.
Okay.
Sometimes you can just do it as a fist and tap right in the very center, and you'll cover it all. The beauty of doing the tapping instead of acupuncture needles is by using two or three fingers, you're stimulating the whole area, and you're certain to reach the point you need to, even if you're not exactly on it, which is one of the benefits of the tapping technique. And the next point is underneath the arm. So on the body, about 3 or 4 inches underneath the armpit. And usually, if you rub that spot, it tends to be tender. So those are the points that you would tap on. Okay.
Okay.
So start on the karate chop, then you go to the top of the head, side of the eyebrow, side of the eye, under the nose, the chin and the collarbone, and underneath the arm. And that becomes a series. Okay. That becomes what we call a round by doing that. And then, in the example that Leanne gave me with the radio show, then I would say start by tapping on the karate chop point, and I would start with phrases. Let's see what's going to come here. Even though I thought it was a great idea to have a radio show, I'm incredibly resistant. So even though I want to do this radio show, I spend an hour pacing. I must be resistant. Even though I don't feel anything, there's something hidden under there. I'm probably afraid. Maybe I don't think I'm good enough. Who am I to do this radio show? But I still love and accept myself. Okay? So I would do 3 phrases tapping on the karate chop point, and then I would start moving into the rest of the point. Okay? So okay. It could tap on the tap of the head, this resistance to doing the radio show, side of the, or the, sorry, keep wanting to say the side of the eyebrow. I have to pace, and then side of the eye. I can't do anything but pace, and then underneath the eye. I'm shot for a whole hour. I can't do anything. And then under the nose, feels like wasted time. And chin, why am I doing this? It's agonizing to walk around for an hour. And then collarbone, I feel this resistance, but I don't even want to look at it. I can't focus on anything. My mind shuts off. And then you could go underneath the arm. I keep pacing, even though I say I want to do this radio show. So then we could go back up to the top of the head.
Okay,
so I release any need to pace.
Just a minute, Deborah. This sounds like what we're doing is that we are describing our problems to our body, tapping on the meridian points, and then pulling up, letting it kind of like a computer program almost, pulling up the resistance, the thoughts, whatever else. Okay?
Right.
Is that, would you say
so
that right?
So it's pretty true. The technique is so flexible in how you do it. And one of the ways I tend to do it is I'll do a round like I just did, focusing on what the issue, the problem is. And we can think of our body as an electromagnetic system. It has a current. Okay? So if you've turned a light switch on, particularly if you're, you know, somewhere where it's cold and there's not a lot of light this time of year, you flip the light switch on, the electricity flows through the cables, and the light shines. That would be normal. When we have a resistance or a block or we fall down or we're told we're not smart or some trauma, it's like we're switching off light switches in our energy system. Okay? So there's a short circuit. You can think of it that way.
Okay.
When we tap and focus in on what the problem is, because if we think about standard affirmations, usually you say you never say no, you never go into the negative, you always want to stay positive. But in this case, it's a rather an exception. You're focusing in on the negative feelings and thoughts and emotions to find where the short circuit is so you can flip the circuit breaker.
Okay.
So it's part of the finding of, and you don't even have to do it this way. But this is one way. Okay?
Okay.
And then I like to do another round that then puts in what I do want.
Okay. Right? So let's do that.
Positive. Now. Let's do that. So let's go to the top of the head. It's okay to have a radio show. And then go to the eyebrow. It's okay to feel comfortable and relaxed before the show. Inside of the eye. And I choose to be calm and collected and guided as I interview people during my radio show and underneath the eye. And I enjoy talking on the radio and sharing information about healing. That's what I really want to do in life and under the nose and help people find who they really are, how divine they are, how wonderful they are, how beautiful they are in chin. And I want that to be my gift. And it's okay to share my gift and the collarbone. So I choose to enjoy these radio shows. It doesn't have to be a trauma. Even though it's a trauma without emotion, I can enjoy it and let it all flow. Make it easy and graceful. And then underneath the arm. I really like doing these radio shows. They're a lot of fun. Okay? And so in that way, you're now starting to instill new beliefs about what you really want to have happening.
Okay.
If I'm actually working with you, Leanne, I wouldn't have just done it that way. I would have been asking you questions as well. You know, after we did the round in the negative, you know, how does that feel? Does the resistance feel different if you went back to look at the hour before the show? Do you feel like you still have to pace? Or did a memory come up? Or sometimes a person just says, oh, this came up.
Uh-huh.
So the direction may shift and flow as the memories come up out of the subconscious.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, I figured you did. So what came
I'm
up for you?
Away. Pardon me?
So what came up for you?
Well, you know, in this case, Ah, my gosh, here it is. Okay, everybody gets to hear my dirty laundry. Fear of what people would think of me.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was interesting because when you said resistance.
Pardon me?
Okay. When you were describing the radio show and talking about pacing around and can't do anything and there's this resistance but there's no emotion, the first word that popped in my head was fear.
Well, you know, isn't fear usually one of the biggest resistant blocks there is?
It is. It is. Yeah.
Okay, so So you release the block. You're going to now go talk. We won't do this right now, but we would probably go back and tap on fear of what other people would think of me, and even though da 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 da, and then put in what I really want to believe.
And what now, is it you really want to believe?
Well, that it doesn't really matter, you know. And that actually shifted for me already. That's why we don't need to do it.
Okay,
you know,
good.
It doesn't really matter. It's okay.
Well, just
I'm
for
happy
the people who are listening to know, it's good for them to know that. One, you had a recognition. And even though we did a simple, not completely focused on you script, you got an aha moment. Oh, it's a fear of what people will think of me. And just by going through that simple little bit, it doesn't matter. You know, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, and if it shows up again, I'll just retap it. and that'll be okay with me.
Well, if it shows up again, what it is another aspect of. This is the thing about EFT. When you're tapping and you clear a certain aspect, that's like clearing one layer.
Mm-hmm.
That layer's cleared, but it doesn't mean you don't have similar experiences. That would be a different layer or a different aspect. Okay. So things come back up. It's not that you didn't do it right or that it didn't go away. In fear of what people will think of me, well, there's the radio is one aspect. It might be in family. It might be at church. It might be at home. It might be at school. You might have various experiences where you had this fear of what people will think of you.
Well, you know, and the other thing that I totally get is that if you continue on to go through that, it'll layer on down to maybe some experience in childhood where something tripped me up and then I began that fear. And it will release all of that.
Okay.
You know,
I find
that's a deep and powerful thing.
Go ahead, Lee. I find that I do a lot of work with, well, now literally with children, and I do a lot of work with the inner child. And if I can, take somebody back to the earliest memory. And I've had people remember things in womb all the way that far back.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, there was a woman who was always afraid of falling, and she couldn't understand why. And as we went through the session, all of a sudden she remembered her mother falling when she was pregnant and how afraid her mother was that she had hurt her child.
Wow.
So when we cleared that, it went away.
Well, that's awesome. Well,
so I like to work with the inner child in those first beliefs because for me that's a core belief. And if you kick those out, then the other ones collapse much faster.
Oh, yes. I think it'll collapse in all kinds of ways, at least in my experience it has.
Yeah.
I have a question. Can we go at this a different way? So, for example, you write your life vision, your positive creation statement that you want to have in your life. You want your business to be better and all these other things. And yet you're not quite sure if you even have any resistances or blockages yet on it. Is it possible to use EFT to, you know, read through your statement and tap and then stop if it does bring up something? So you read a positive statement first.
Yes, absolutely. You can do EFT saying only negative statements or do all rounds with all positive. Okay. By Gary Craig, the founder's terminology, when you would read your vision statement and you read something and you got a little knot in your stomach or a little tension or a little something that's, oh, I don't quite believe that, that's what he would call a tail ender.
Okay.
Okay. That means, yes, I want a bigger house, right? But somehow, but that's the tail ender. But, and then whatever the story is. that is part of the belief that doesn't allow that vision to completely manifest. And you can take that at that moment and tap that out. Then you can go through the vision statement until you can read the whole thing and feel completely comfortable with every statement in it.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty cool. Should we, are you ready to try some?
Sure.
Okay, so, audience, what we want to do today is we want to, I'm going to put you all online. So you're just going to have to, you know, just going to have to see if you're in a quiet space. If it's too noisy, we might just have to mute some of you. But, because I have no way of knowing who wants to try this. So we're going to put as many people as I can find online, if my switchboard will let me. And I think if you're also on the computer, there's a place that will say click to talk. And so if you have a life vision statement ready, or if you have some type of resistance to your job or to a relationship or to your health or something like that, give us a statement we can all tap on, because it just might be something we have within us too. And also there's something called group consciousness. So do you want to talk about that a little bit, Deborah, while I'm unmuting people?
Sure, that sounds fine. One of the beautiful things about EFT, they call it borrowing benefits. So you can tap on a statement for Leanne while you're focusing and thinking about what your vision statement is or your block is, and you get the benefit by this group consciousness, this field of energy that connects all of us. So when you get into quantum physics, you know, we are all connected in this energy field. So as we tap together today, realize even if we're talking and tapping about words and thoughts that you don't feel directly, as you're tapping, it will actually have an effect on you and your story, whatever that may be.
Okay, so I've opened up the airways. So
okay.
Anybody want to, anybody, first come, first serve. Silence. Everybody's living in a perfect world.
Yeah, we can go. Even though everybody's too afraid to speak up and share what their resistance is.
That's a good
okay.
one. Well, all right, let me think of one that might be in this group consciousness. A lot of my listeners are business builders with essential oils.
Okay.
So I know that, at least for me, when I am wanting to do a business, one of my worst things is going out to meet new people. You know,
okay.
Believe it or not, I'm actually shy. If somebody comes up to speak to me, I have no problem. I can put on my hat and, man, go to town. But for me to go and introduce myself to somebody new, and then, okay, so I had my one of my uplines saying, I want you to go to Walmart and stand in the vegetable section. I want you to go over there and say to somebody, well, what are you buying that vegetable for? And see if you can't steer the conversation into essential oils. Okay. Well, you know, this is a new thing for me to do, just walk up to somebody and say, hello, you don't know me, but what in the world are you? So, you know, meeting new people, what do you think?
Okay.
Could we tap on something like that for everybody?
Yeah,
I think that's a general fear.
Okay. So for you, the biggest thing that comes up with that is fear?
Oh, you know, Deborah, fear for me, come on.
Yeah. What else is it about that? Are we going back again to what will people think of me?
Absolutely, we're going back to that same thing, aren't we? What will people think of me?
Fear of judgment.
Fear
of judgment. Yeah, exactly. Anyone else have, you know, in that story, what else comes up? And we'll tie all that in.
Anybody else have that same fear?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What comes up for you?
Not being liked. Being criticized. Being thought that I was stupid. Who the heck are you?
For me, it's also fear of rejection. I hear that one coming up in me.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see how this would put a huge block on you not doing your business. You know, if you have those kinds of fears, why would you go and meet people new?
Well, if we look at this on a bigger scale, and give it a bigger title, then this is about self-worth.
Ah.
Right? Because if there's fear of judgment, not being liked, not being criticized, are you really feeling your divine worth? Because if you're really feeling that self-confidence and self-worth, then, you know, somebody can say, well, I'm not interested in that, you know, and walk away, and you'll just go, that's their stuff. That's okay. They're not interested. They're not the one for me. Okay. But if there is a judgment or self-judgment or fear of judgment, then we get to look at who we are in our own self-worth. And then we do our self-sabotage with our businesses, right?
Okay.
By not, yeah. Okay, so let me do some tapping on that.
Okay. All right.
So let's do the karate chop point. Okay. So even though I want to sell lots of essential oils because I know they're so good.
Do you want us to talk too, or do you just want us to tap and be quiet?
It feels right.
Well, for me, it's to just tap and be quiet, listen to you.
Okay. All right, okay. We'll do it that way then. So then I'll leave just a little bit of pause, and it won't be a long silence, but in that kind of pause, you are thinking and saying these words or repeating them over in your own mind. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll just say it again.
You know what?
So even though
I get that we get to talk because that was part of the problem. Part of the problem is that we are afraid to speak.
There we go.
Okay.
I like that better.
Okay, so we get to speak. Okay,
all of
ahead.
You get to speak. Okay, so I'll say the phrase, and then I'll cut it into pieces, and then anytime you hear me pause, then I want you to repeat what I've said. Okay? And that is actually how I would do a session. And the reason I do that is because then you are vocalizing and you are stating things. And if something doesn't feel true, then when I finish some phrases, we can go back and define that and ask what came up or what felt true or what not didn't feel true.
Okay?
So for now, even though I want to sell lots of essential oils.
Even though I want to sell lots of essential oils.
Because I know they are so good. Yeah, is there anyone else who's going to share as well or speak up besides Leanne?
You can
okay.
go right ahead.
I'm moving along with you.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody can tap along. Because I know they are so good.
Because I know they are so good.
I don't go out and sell them.
I don't go out and sell them.
And even though I need to meet new people.
And even though I need to meet new people.
In order to tell them about the oils.
In order to tell them about the oils.
I am afraid to say hello.
I am afraid to say hello.
And even though I tell myself every day.
And even though I tell myself every day.
I'm going to, do a cold call today.
I'm going to do a cold call today.
Yeah. Meet someone new.
Meet someone new.
Tell someone about my business.
Tell someone about my business.
I stop myself.
I stop myself.
I can't move forward.
I can't move forward.
I can't open my mouth.
I can't open my mouth. Are we still on the...
Yes, still on the karate chop.
Okay.
And say what I want to.
And say what I want to.
Okay, now I want to go and tap on the eyebrow. My fear of being rejected...
My fear of being rejected.
Or criticized.
Or criticized.
Out of the eye. I don't want to feel rejected.
I don't want to feel rejected.
Or told what I say isn't right.
Or told what I say isn't right.
And then tap underneath the eye. I wonder what people will say.
Wonder what people will say.
Or think of me.
Or think of me.
Will they like me?
Will they like me?
Under the nose. It's important.
It's important.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
But it is.
thought it is.
And then tap on the chin. I don't feel worthy.
I don't feel worthy.
To speak up.
To speak up.
And collarbone. I might not say it the right way.
I might not say it the right way.
And then get criticized.
And then get criticized.
Or rejected.
Or rejected.
Collarbone. I couldn't take it if someone just walked away.
If someone just walked away.
Or told me I was too pushy.
Or told me I was too pushy. Exactly. Okay.
I would feel rejected.
Yeah. Top of the head. I would feel rejected.
I would feel rejected.
Or too pushy.
Or too pushy. Yeah. Or like they didn't like me.
Yeah. Let's go to the eyebrow.
Bringing up inner child stuff here, anyway.
What's that?
Just bringing up my little child.
Yeah, okay. So let's look at that. So we got the little child coming up, okay? So let's, what I do is say, call her in, invite her in, and just let her know this is
for
her.
Do you want to hear what she has to say?
Well, for those who haven't invited her in, she's
okay.
Already here. Okay. You are a wonderful child, my dear.
You are a wonderful child, my dear.
Side of the eye. And you are worthy.
And you are worthy.
Even if no one told you.
Even if no one told you.
Under the eye, you are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
And smart.
And smart.
You are a divine child.
You are a divine child.
Under the nose, you always have been.
You always have been.
Mm-hmm. I'm just reminding you.
I'm just reminding you.
Okay, and chin. And since you are a divine, wise child.
And since you are a divine, wise child.
It is okay to speak up.
It is okay to speak up.
To share your, I'll just say interest, because then it can be any business. Okay.
To share your interest.
And then the collarbone. And I choose to speak up.
And I choose to speak up.
To share my passion.
To share my passion.
My joy.
My joy.
My knowledge.
My knowledge.
So others can feel better, too.
So others can feel better, too.
And then under the arm. That is why I want to share this information.
That is why I want to share this information.
So that we can all feel better.
So we can all feel better.
Top of the head. So I choose to speak up.
So I choose to speak up.
And I can speak about my interests in business.
And I can speak about my interests in business.
In a way that everyone can hear it.
In a way that everyone can hear it.
And they are free to accept it or not.
And they are free to accept it or not.
And that has nothing to do with my value.
That has nothing to do with my value.
So what else comes up as we go through that? And Leanne or anybody else who spoke up?
Yeah, how did that feel for everybody? What did that bring up?
I felt an easing about the thing I mentioned earlier. What was it? Hey, it's gone.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Well, you
congratulations.
Know, I told you my inner child came up, and I saw a picture of my dad yelling at me and telling me how worthless I was and blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that was the beginning of this whole business. No? So then, as you were going through and we switched to the positive stuff, I imagined it was my father telling me that instead.
Beautiful.
Oh, it was really, really strong and profound. It was a really beautiful shift.
Beautiful. Anyone else want to share?
Is there something else somebody wants to tap on? I mean, we have probably 10 more minutes. We can do another tapping for a fear or a, it doesn't have to be business. It could be personal. It could be health. Well, it could be anything on your life vision statement. It could be a positive statement that you want to make sure that it goes deeper into your subconscious mind and really come to be.
How about self-confidence? Something along those lines.
Okay.
How about deserving? I feel like I just don't deserve the things I want.
Okay.
Those are along the same line. Yeah?
Yeah.
Deserving self-confidence. I'm going to ask questions for both. Self-confidence in relationship to business, relationship, and give me an area.
All of the above. Speaking what it is I want to do or what it is I know, and not feeling like a subordinate.
Okay. Okay. All right, and then with the deserving.
Again, it's not very specific. I'm trying to get a little kind of accounting business going, and I feel like I don't deserve it. There's things I want in my life, and I think that my block is that I just don't deserve them. I would like to have a man. I don't deserve that. Right now, it's just like everything. I don't deserve anything.
Okay.
And I would like some understanding to help about how to get to more specific blocks. I mean, that's pretty general.
Okay. So then give me one specific thing that happened where you said, no, I don't deserve it. I mean, like if I'm giving examples of, you know, let's say frustrated with a boss, you know, I always get angry at my boss. That's general. Yesterday my boss wanted me to do this thing by a certain period of time, and he got mad at me, but I couldn't finish it because the person who had to finish their work first didn't give it to me. That's specific, okay?
So you want one specific I don't deserve.
One specific I don't deserve.
Gosh. I'm even blocking on that.
Okay.
I don't deserve to have business. I don't know if that's specific enough, but I'd like to have this business, and I don't deserve to have it.
Okay. Well, we'll start with that. Well, let me ask you this question. What would happen if you had the business?
I'd be happy. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Good. That's perfect. Okay. All right. Let's play with those. Let's go back to the karate chop. So even though I don't have self-confidence, are we going to have anybody speak up as the responders?
Get after you?
Yes, please.
Even though I don't have self-confidence.
Yeah? I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
Love and accept myself.
Even though I don't.
Even though
even
I don't.
I don't deserve to love myself.
I don't deserve to love myself.
Or be happy.
Or be happy.
And even though I don't feel confident.
Even though I don't feel confident.
I feel less than.
I feel less than.
I feel I don't deserve.
Feel I don't deserve.
I don't deserve.
Anything.
Anything.
I choose to love and appreciate myself.
I love and appreciate myself.
Okay. So even though I don't deserve to have my business.
Even though I don't deserve to have my business.
Because I might be happy then.
Because I might be happy then.
I might be self-confident then.
I might be self-confident then.
And not be a subordinate.
And not be a subordinate.
I love myself. Okay. So let's go up to the eyebrow. Okay. I'm going to do some simple phrases. This lack of self-confidence.
Lack of self-confidence.
And this lack of deserving.
And this lack of deserving.
Inside of the eye. I don't deserve anything.
I don't deserve anything.
So I don't have any confidence.
I don't want to have any confidence.
And under the eye. No one taught me how to be confident.
No one taught me how to be confident.
Or believe in myself.
Or believe in myself.
And there under the note. I'm sorry?
There's a lot of anger coming up here.
All right. Okay. I feel angry.
I feel angry.
Because no one taught me I have value.
Because no one taught me I have value.
Chin. I do.
I do.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter. That no one taught me.
And it doesn't matter that no one taught me.
I am a divine child.
I am a divine child.
That hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed.
Collarbone. So I choose to let go of the past.
Oh, I choose to remaining past.
Okay. The old feelings of not being good enough.
The old feelings of not being good enough.
Not deserving.
Not deserving.
Not confident.
Not confident.
And then tap underneath the arm. I am worthy.
I am worthy.
I am a divine child.
I am a divine child.
And I choose to ask for what I desire.
And I choose to ask for what I desire.
And top of the head. And to know deep down.
And to know deep down.
In my heart and soul.
In my heart and soul.
That I am worthy.
That I am worthy.
That I am valuable.
That I am valuable.
And it is my divine right.
And it is my divine right.
To be happy.
Be happy.
Okay.
We have like 1 minute remaining.
Okay. Yeah.
They might just cut us off. So I just want to say, before we get cut off, that thank you, Deborah. I've got her website's up on my blog, Radio, if you want to go back and talk to her or contact her in some way. She has a free gift for you there. Just go to blogtalkradio.com, Dr. Leanne, and look at her blurb. We can go back and listen to this archived. And anyway, go ahead. I'm going to go back to you, Deborah, in case we get caught.
Okay, good. Well, and also thank you, Leanne, for coming on, for letting me come on the program. All of you are participating. It's been wonderful.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun.
So let's just think. Did anybody feel a different shift?
Well, for me, that was very powerful. I'm not sure what shift it is, but I think you can tell I'm kind of crying here, and that was very, very powerful for me.
Yes.
I probably have to sit and think and do some more, but I really appreciate what you did.
You're welcome. And keep tapping until all of that those tears release. That's a beautiful release. It's a release of something held within your body. Okay.
So
and
don't
tap
forget
some positive state. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell her where the tapping points are in case she didn't get to it. It's http://snipurl.com/EFT points. And those are where the points are. And then you can go ahead and continue tapping on this today, just like we've been teaching you, and see what else comes up. I want to just say that we have 39 seconds remaining, and next week we're going to be talking about essential oils and how they can continue on with what we've been doing today and last week. So I'd like you to thank you all for coming in, and if you want to continue with this, contact me or contact Deborah, and we will see what we can do to finish this off for you. And you have a beautiful day.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm sorry to call so quick, but we are done. Are you guys still there?
I'm still here.
Because...
Is anybody else there?
Is anybody else there? Because they tell me that we're still on, but we're not streaming and not recording anymore. So if anybody needs to complete, then Deborah, can you complete them?
Absolutely. Did anybody stay on? Are they able to speak? Are they off mute?
See, I have the last people that are on still on speakerphone.
Okay.
They must,
all right.
Are you still there? They must have gone. Okay.
All
well,
right.
Now we know what happens if we go over.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
It was a good show. You did a great job.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thank
it was
you.
Very fun. I love tapping with people and
oh.
and clearing that.
I could feel that this was a powerful shift for her. I just wish that we could have continued it. Okay.
Well, if you know, the other thing is she can continue on her own, and she has her contact information, and she is very welcome to contact us.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
You have a beautiful day, and guess what? I'm not going to pace the floor after this is done.
No, I don't think you will. I think you're just going to pop right in and be ready. What fun. I love it. I love it.
Oh, it's been great. I appreciate it.
Feeling good is so nice.
It is. It's fabulous. Okay. Thanks, Deborah.
You're welcome. We'll
you have a great day.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.